Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. A pleasant night for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in an appearance on U.S. television, stated that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the ongoing conflict with Iran. That's according to JTA from 2 hours ago. Also, Hezbollah attempted to down an Israeli Air Force fighter jet over southern Lebanon. Alerts were triggered at two sensitive sites in Israel. This report comes from Mariv, 3 hours ago. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports on upcoming talks between Lebanon and Israel alongside a controversial Iran proposal that could influence U.S. foreign policy. Separately, Reuters reports that EU ministers have decided to impose sanctions on violent settlers in Judea and Samaria. This decision was made just minutes ago. And finally, the Jerusalem Post shares that a recent poll reveals increasing Gazan support for a two-state solution while opposition to Iran remains strong. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reports on how Israel's involvement in the Eurovision Song Contest was broader and more organized than previously thought. This was posted just 20 minutes ago. I24News_EN informs that the IDF has sentenced soldiers to military prison over the desecration of a Virgin Mary statue in southern Lebanon, stressing the respect for all religious symbols. Fania O. Salzberger, a noted Israeli author and commentator, reflects on the surprising Gazan majority support for a two-state solution. She questions how those who criticize her Zionist views will react to this peace-seeking sentiment. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes, he emphasized the distinction between the fight against Hezbollah and the broader conflict with Iran. This interview, covered by JTA, aims to clarify Israel's strategic stance. The implications could affect international diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the attempted attack on an Air Force fighter jet, Hezbollah launched a missile, prompting immediate defensive action from the IDF. Maariv's report highlights tensions along the northern border. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility and the need for vigilance. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses how an unacceptable Iran proposal could push the U.S. towards a more aggressive stance. This diplomatic challenge adds complexity to Israel's security landscape. The outcomes of upcoming talks could shift regional dynamics significantly. In a related development, EU ministers have agreed to impose sanctions on violent settlers in the West Bank. Reuters reports that this decision might strain EU-Israel relations. It signals a firm stance by the EU on settlement activities. And finally, the Jerusalem Post's poll on Gazan opinions reflects a shift towards supporting a two-state solution. This could influence future peace talks and alter perceptions of Palestinian aspirations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC highlights that Israeli high-tech remains resilient amid political chaos. This sentiment was expressed at the Mind the Tech New York conference, emphasizing the sector's ongoing strength. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Frame Security has raised $50 million to combat AI-driven threats. This Israeli-founded startup aims to protect companies from advanced digital attacks. And finally, from Globes, Israel's fiscal deficit has fallen to its lowest since November 2023. The reduction to 3.8% of GDP reflects positive economic management. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.